The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity, providing assistance to help grow American agriculture and increase opportunity for rural communities.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the Eastern Shore RC&D, NARC&DC, and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
My name is Patty Kiger, and I'm a faculty member at Eastern Virginia Medical School and the executive director of Eastern Shore Healthy Communities, which is a health coalition on Virginia's Eastern Shore. We're very happy to have among our partnership the marketing director for the RC&D. And she has been a great partner in helping us to get grants, especially for the local farmers to provide resources for them. And we're happy about that because on the Eastern Shore, we grow fruits and vegetables by the acre. And that's what makes us a healthy community. And so the more partnership we can have with resource conservation and development and the whole Strike Force program will contribute to our health. My role as executive director of Eastern Shore Healthy Communities is to help the community to move more and eat better. And so we have a series of restaurants that we call Healthy Options restaurants, where they offer fresh fruits and vegetables and menu items that reach certain caloric and nutrient values. It's a great partnership with our restaurants. We also have created walking trails throughout the Eastern Shore. We have about 7 walking trails so that people can go out and exercise in a safe place that has a measured mile to it. We work with the schools to make sure that students are eating healthy foods and that they know what good health looks like. We've also created a leadership program, and we graduated our first class of 12 youth leadership scholars this year, and next year we'll be working with the adults to create a leadership program. And all this happens with people in the community who are community leaders getting together and contributing their time and their resources and their energy to make the Eastern Shore a healthier place. And that's where RC&D comes in, and the whole Strike Force program. It's just yet another contribution to keep the Eastern Shore a healthy community. If you're looking for more information about Eastern Shore Healthy Communities, go to www.eshealthycommunities.org, and you can find out more about our work groups and programs and how to get involved yourself.
Hi. This is David Mattson. I'm the District Director for the Eastern Shore Health District of the Virginia Department of Health. I'm a member of the Resource Conservation Development Council's Watershed Protection Agency. And what's a health district director doing that? Well, environments in which you live and the environments in which you grow up makes a difference for about 80% of the outcomes of health that people, that a population experience. And so it's important for a health district director to have a focus, especially in our community, on the things that bring people work and the poverty that results when they don't have it, the poor outcomes that are associated with that poverty, the benefits that would come from restoring agricultural opportunities and agricultural fruits to the shore. Captain John Smith said in about 1612 that of all God's land that he had seen, there was no place like the Eastern Shore of Virginia for growing things, and that remains true. I believe we're the most rural area remaining between Maine and Florida, and it's partly because of the culture of people and their neighborliness and their desire to have small communities and have that continue. It also is a fact that because things grow, and basically almost anything can grow, if it grows in the United States, it can grow on the Eastern Shore. And that's what we're working to do. The project's manager for the RCDC, working with the grant opportunities, working with those who are also on the council and on the advisory boards for the council, are all of one mind that we need to protect the people, protect the environment, and grow our communities, both in restoration of the middle class agriculture, sustaining and sustenance of those who've gone to large acreage staples, and as well as protect the environment and our heritage. The Eastern Shore of Virginia fed itself for some 400 years, and that doesn't happen anymore. And we need to figure out how to bring that back.
We'll have more about Strikeforce and its impact on the agriculture community in Virginia after this message from the Eastern Shore RC&D. The Eastern Shore RC&D is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation that serves Accomack and Northampton counties on the Delmarva Peninsula. The RC&D is a voluntary program that helps people protect and develop their economic, natural, and social resources. Program objectives address improving the quality of life, including social, economic, and environmental concerns, continuing prudent use of natural resources, and strengthening local citizens' ability to use available sources of assistance through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and other federal agency partnerships. The work of the RC&D is locally defined and directed by a council that represents a diverse cross-section of community interests. The full council meets bi-monthly on the third Tuesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. The executive committee meets bi-monthly between full council meetings at 5:30 p.m. The council welcomes input from anyone interested in improving the Eastern Shore and seeks partnerships with other organizations with similar goals. If we adopt a project, we ask our partners to adhere to equal opportunity policies with respect to provision of services. RC&D is an equal employment opportunity employer. These policies prohibit discrimination in all council endeavors. Now back to more conversations with the Eastern Shore RC&D in Virginia. Here's Jane Corson Lassiter with the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service.
We have a lot of work here in order to keep our rural agricultural community vibrant and sustainable. We struggle with persistent poverty in both of our counties, but there's good news. There are a number of success stories for the Eastern Shore RC&D. The RC&D has partnered on many projects and always shoots for raising the bar on how to sustain the region's high environmental quality while boosting its economy. The RC&D's goal is to help our community grow with the conservation of our natural and cultural resources in mind. The Eastern Shore RC&D has a number of success stories it can be proud of. The council partnered with the National Park Service to develop and promote two Chesapeake Bay Gateway water trails that showcase our beautiful local creeks. The council also worked with the Nature Conservancy and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science to study options for reducing shoreline erosion and to actually implement a fairly large living shoreline project as a demonstration site for landowners and contractors. This living shoreline project has been used as a springboard for partners who are now working on how our coastal community might address shoreline erosion and shoreline migration under the impacts of recurrent flooding. Since agriculture is our region's number one industry, the RC&D has always worked on projects to support agricultural production and at the same time to conserve and protect those soil and water resources on which our agriculture depends. The RC&D has tackled the issue of what to do with poultry litter from our broiler farms. The litter is good fertilizer, but one day it may be too much of a good thing. And the RC&D has worked with partners across the Chesapeake Bay watershed to evaluate the viability of manure to energy systems for the farm. The RC&D has also worked with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation to bring new precision technology to fertilizer applications on the region's cropland. And there are other projects too numerous to mention. So if you have any further questions about Strikeforce, please feel free to contact me, Jane Lassiter, at the ACMEC NRCS field office at 787-0918, extension 120.
Hi, my name's Libby Norris, and I work with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation in Virginia. I'm the Virginia Watershed Restoration Scientist. Primarily what I do is work with the agricultural community to reduce pollution runoff from individual farms. So working with the RC&Ds on the Eastern Shore, as well as across the state of Virginia, they've been very, very helpful, especially in helping us to secure and manage outside grant funding so we can then use it to get more of these best management practices on the farm and reduce further pollution. These best management practices might include things like stream fencing, which would keep livestock from actually getting into a stream and either damaging the stream, increasing sediment, nitrogen or phosphorus inputs. Also, forested buffers, trees and native grasses and things that help filter any runoff coming from the farm before it gets to the stream. We also help with some innovative cover crops and manure management technologies that are starting to come down the pike. And all of this work is really critical, and it's really important to have the outside funding of these grants. We find the RC&D programs to really help us manage and to be able to accept and manage these grants so we can continue our work on the ground. Really, if folks are interested on having, on getting involved, they can contact their local conservation office, either the FSA, Farm Service Agency, the NRCS, which is the Natural Resources Conservation Service, their local Soil and Water Conservation District, or us at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. And our website is cbf.org.
Hi, my name is Dot Field. I'm the Eastern Shore Region Steward for the Virginia Natural Heritage Program, which is part of the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation. So my job is primarily to manage the state natural area preserves here on the Eastern Shore. And the natural area preserves are areas that have been set aside to protect the habitat for rare species, as well as kind of exemplary or very special natural community types. And there are 9 of those preserves. Type of preserves on the Eastern Shore. There are 64 of them across the state of Virginia. I just deal with the ones on the Eastern Shore. And in addition to that, I also cooperate with regional partners on various conservation initiatives here on the Eastern Shore. For more information, go to the Coastal Zone Management Program and Google Coastal Zone Management Program Native plants. They'll get a link that will probably get them right where they need to be.
Eastern Shore Watersheds Roundtable presents BMP Lite, easy BMPs for landowners, helping Mother Nature do what she does best. Thursday, July 30th from 6 until 8:30 p.m. at the Eastern Shore Community College Great Hall. Best management practices are techniques which help reduce pollution and improve water quality. Pre-registration is highly recommended. You may email esrcdc.projectsdirector@gmail.com or call 757-710-7266.
The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities. Get involved with Strikeforce. You can learn more about the Strikeforce initiative by visiting usda.gov/strikeforce, or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.